and the, you know, the...
Just this is for Annie's speech.
Yeah. Well, it's think about it. We have to write more on just what a sickness this separation of society is. What you need to establish right in your... even in your introduction, and then hit it again right after your preview, or even during your preview, that this is this phenomena of what are some fun words, guys? Like bifurcating, schism. Yeah, brainstorm these words and just write them down. Bifurcating, schism, separating, a chasm, right? A canyon. You know, all words that are about, you know, brains that you need. A laundry of language, a comedic laundry bag to start picking from.
I can get at the source.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly what you need. And you need to start, and then from that will come other ideas. And I'm just showing you how I work. So that's what, right? Because that's the whole point, that this is just ripping apart not the traditional American family, but any family. And it's a really... cool idea and a cool topic, but you have to go after them, right? So what is, you must attack this speech from what is their problem, what are they thinking? And they're thinking, this isn't as important as the other speeches in the round, but it is. And you have to use that comedically to challenge them. Something to the effect of, so think back, everyone here, when was the last time you sat down with your family members, or people that you thought were family members, or people that you wanted to be family members, or people that you didn't want to be family members that you thought, if they were my family members, I wouldn't want to eat with them. Or, you know what I mean? That's not the exact joke, but use that, Charlie, or you're going to be able to, you know, use that vibe and develop even a better joke off of that. When was the last time? I bet it was at least, right? It was minutes, months, eons, weeks ago. It was 3 days ago for me. I remember it well because my uncle was there. He has, something like, you know, my uncle was...
He has a missing leg.
Yeah, right. He has a missing leg. Yeah, keep going. That's good. I mean, he's bipolar. He has a missing leg. And he has that little cheese stuff that's right there. Right? Caught right there. That little dried... That's kind of distracting. That little dried white stuff that gets stuck right in your... And you can't... And then you always wonder, is it the feta cheese? Or is it actual the pustule of dry, dry spittle? Good. Is it that pustule of dry spittle stuck in his face? So, actually, it was 3 days ago. I remember it, and I'm trying to get it out of my mind, right? And I can't get it out of my head. But believe it or not, if my uncle didn't come over, we wouldn't be able to help give him his medication on time. And he's a better person for it, right? Or, you know, so you twist it into something. You twist it into a positive. Let's talk opening lines. Maybe we could do this. Okay. I don't know. We might even do this bang bang. We could do opening line. I don't know.
Would you like a script?
No, I need to. Let me tell you this. Comedy. God, the reason I can't read scripts is because it's all sound. Oh, that's what I was. That only other thing I was going to say, and this is absolutely true. You guys need to work, and Ryan knows this as well, but doesn't do it. And that is Jerry Seinfeld said, and this is Jerry freaking Seinfeld. Okay, he's a pretty decent comic, but he said that a joke is ready at the point at which you are sick of it and don't want to do it anymore. And what he meant by that is that to really master the sound and that perfect sense of what I call poetry, math, and, you know, the sound of what's funny, you have to rep this stuff. You have to rep it until you're sick of it. And then the hardest thing you have to do is pretend that it's never happened before. That you've never done it, and this is the first time you've said it. That's the hardest thing. But you're not going to be funny accidentally. You are sometimes, admit it. It does happen, right? Something that's what I always call a perk, right? It's the great variable in the round. something happens and someone responds to it, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's a genius.
What would you do for clown? I'd buy everything.
Right.
What?
That was great. No, that was great. And you had that other moment that was really cute in your speech is when you added in an okay, and I didn't know if that was an ad lib or if that was a part of your speech. I wrote it down. It's a funny line.
It was an ad lib.
All right, so go ahead. Just start reading, or, you know, how you perform it.
Oh, jeez. Okay. My mom wants me to pick up another rotisserie chicken from the Piggly Wiggly. We eat them so often, I swear I'm beginning to sweat honey glaze. The pig lady at the counter, she even knows my name. When I walk up, she says, hey there, Annie, you want the usual?
Yeah.
How embarrassing. James Bond had a usual. Martini, shaken, not stirred.
Right.
Oh. Why can't I wear a cool spy suit, talk with a British accent, and save the world from terrorists and innuendo? No. I get a genetically altered chicken and a white plastic bib. Roasted, not fried.
You know, and like even like, here's a case of setup. You know, I really believe in repetition. So not no, just say no, 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 right? You know, you need to give it more energy going into that joke. Hit it again. Let me, you know what I mean? Don't just say it, but believe it. You know what I mean? Here's the point. You're not agitated by this. You're not frustrated by this. There's no damages. There has to be damages. So read this again and read it with absolute crazy frustration and that this is frustrating you. This is deeply frustrating you that you are not taken seriously at your Piggly Wiggly counter, or that you're
one of those things that keeps showing up in all the speeches.
So Piggly Wiggly and Wiggly's hot everywhere. Packets too.
You're dissed. You know what I mean? You're dissed, okay? And hit it again.
My mom wants me to pick up another rotisserie chicken from the Piggly Wiggly.
Good. Now, put a sound before the speech begins to give it an emotional context. And this is what we're talking about. Yes. Even more, though. 10 times. 10 times more.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever.
At one point, we had you coming up on your cell phone.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's funny.
She walks up with her cell phone.
I'd be like, it's my mom. Oh.
And I actually have her doing the speech right from the chair.
Oh, that's great.
From the second you stand up.
I love that.
What happened to that?
I didn't have my cell phone on me.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
No.
Why don't you just maybe borrow his shoes? You borrow a cell phone from the earth.
Yeah. I like that. I like that, because that makes it, so we're going to rewrite this? Want to throw out that and just rewrite it with a cell phone dialogue
bit? It's in here.
It's basically written as
yeah,
cell phone.
Yeah, it says, it's my
well,
mom.
Well, she goes,
oh.
Annie Sauter, people clapping.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right. Sound. See what he did?
Up. Halfway up there, and then when you turn around,
I say start talking right. I say start talking right as you get, you know, call her name, be like, ah, mom, not now,
yeah.
Not now. I am third. I am double entered. I was.
Like that, right there.
Me too.
Yeah.
Not now. I'm going third of the round. I'm double entered. You can't have cell phones at a forensics tournament, or else, you know, you mean or what, you know. You're not allowed to have cell phones at the speech tournament, and then just cut out, you know, joke, that, get that joke.
And
then what is it?
There.
What is it? What is it? And then it's the or is it? Are you now? The question is, what's funnier? She's giving you an order to bring home, right? Or is it right? I mean, what's the angle?
Mm-hmm.
See, I would go with that dynamic. And
I'm not picking up another.
Yeah,
like you're answering her.
Yeah.
Like she said, can you pick up a rotisserie chicken? I am not picking up another one of your Piggly Wiggly rotisserie chickens.
And I would do a list. I would knock them all down. I'd say, no, we're not doing the roasted rotisserie chicken. No, I'm not doing you know, the Arby's have those new those are good too. I love them. Those no, the harvest sandwich. You know what I'm talking about? What? No, but I'm saying, whether it's the Hot Pocket, I'm not doing the rotisserie, come on, help me brainstorm fast foods. No.
My mom wears tortillas all the time.
Cheesy
gordita crunch.
Chipotle. No, the...
One's wrapped up in the other thing, and, you know.
Yeah.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
What's that thing where you go to the grocery store and you get all the ingredients from the counter and you go home and cook it?
Crunch Wrap Supreme is good. And wait, Taco Bell always has funny names for their food. All of that. Isn't it... Do you know what? Come on. You won't. That's all you eat is Taco Bell.
The gordita. Gordita.
Okay, gordita. Write that one down. Come on. We got magic going here.
Chupa de cheese quesadilla. Nice soft shell taco.
Cheesy bean burrito.
What is the chupa?
Chalupas.
Chalupa.
Chalupa.
Cheesy chicken. Chalupa.
I'm sorry. Cheesy chicken chalupa is funny. We're not getting a gordita or a chicken cheesy chalupa. We're not doing it, Mom. I'm not bringing it home. You know, you're cooking, or I'm cooking, or Uncle Ed's cooking.
What's like a McRib, not a ring? Something else funny from McDonald's that we can make. We can make that doesn't even exist. Or not have enough dinner. Or...
And I think you have to, you know, I did think about this as a problem with the speech. Is that part of her comedic device is some of the fast food references, which are very funny. But the essence of the speech, are you saying that you really have to clarify this? It doesn't matter if we bring fast food home. The point is, we need to just do it together, right?
Yeah.
We need to eat as a unit together because that dialogue. I would argue, and I'm not joking. I would argue that the separation of the family not eating together elected George Bush twice. Not once, but twice. Because there's no way if the family came together and ate and looked at each other and talked about what he was saying that someone wouldn't be saying, it's a bad idea.
It's starving children in Uganda.
That's just very good. If starving children in Uganda got together... What's it again?
And ate, then they wouldn't be starving.
That's a very good joke. That's a really good joke. Write that down. That goes in the speech someplace. If starving Uganda children came together and ate together, then maybe they wouldn't be starving. Maybe, and then once again, do you hear it, guys? Do you hear the setup? I want you to hear it. Then maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't be starving. Right? Boom, boom, boom. And there's all sorts of... And what's cool about this, what's great about comedy, man, is that you start to play with it. You're like, wow, that joke's funny. And now if I deliver it this way, it gets a 7.5 on the comic laugh scale. And I deliver it this way, it gets a 6.8. And I deliver it this way, and it's a 9.10. You guys aren't repping your stuff enough to know the...
Intricates.
The microscope of the comedy. And you have to keep hitting your stuff hard enough to do that. All right,
one thing real quick? I think that's the one thing we don't do. You guys go to tournament after tournament, and I'm not saying you guys, we don't sit there and itemize what to take inventory. This worked. Let's keep this. Yeah. Or this used to work, like her blow the shofar joke. Let's tweak it back. Or this didn't work. Let's throw it out. We don't do that. And it's time that we take an inventory of our jokes and literally map it out. And
I agree.
Circle. Cross stuff out. Change it from punchline.
It's all about throwing the junk out. It's like good air in, bad air out, man.
This is all of our.
No. I'm so with you. It is a process of good air, bad air, get the bad air out, and yada yada. All right, so we're on to something. I mean, does this help about? First off, I love the cell phone. I love the immediacy of the mom. You can't do this. I'm really picky about this. Make sure that. And as this is a problem I had with your introduction, is that I need to know within the first 3 seconds, I'm not bringing food, you know what I mean? No, I can't do that. I'm not bringing food home. Premise, right? Mm-hmm. Premise. So then you can then do jokes. No. I'm not doing the bop, 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 bop. I'm not doing the chipolita. I'm not doing the gordita. I'm not doing the, the. It's like this. Here's a joke, by the way. You say, I'm not doing the Arby's Harvest Roast Sandwiches. Oh, those are pretty good. I like the one with the horse. You know what I mean? You can do it. It's bacon, right? It's the turkey and bacon with the extra horseradish. Isn't bad. But I'm not doing it. We need to eat.
Yeah.
The reason I'm not doing it for your mom is, number one, you know, that'd be funny. She should still be on her cell phone.
She's sweating honey glaze.
Number one, I'm tired of... you know what? I think it's better... To me, it's like you smell of honey glaze. You're sweating honey glaze.
Like a perfume.
I smell like honey glaze perfume. And let's name it. What would that be? Like honey glaze perfume?
What celebrity would wear this? Rosie O'Donnell has her own.
Ode to honey glaze. I smell like ode to honey glaze. I like ode to honey glaze. If I've had to pick one for right now, ode to honey glaze. And it's guys, and a lot of what you're doing is just not going, and all of you have this problem. Got to go farther with your lines. You've got one joke, and then you stop, and you reset. It needs to be one joke, another joke, another joke. You know? Drive, 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 drive. Okay, so back to this. This is funny.
I'm starting to smell like honey glaze.
I'm starting to smell like honey glaze.
The guy at the counter said, asked me if I want the usual. What am I, James Bond, is this? And I'm trying to think there's like golden, what is it, golden eye, octopussy.
Yeah, and keep it.
Yeah.
You got to keep this in. Yeah.
Doctor No, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, I say, I think you keep this. You keep this in the frustration and the embarrassment of your mom calling you. A, you've got an acting bit, you've got emotional attitude, you've got the dynamic of something starting off really exciting. And then I love that, Charlie, what you just said is saying, no, mom, what was the line you said? I'm not going to...
I had one.
No, fire.
It's also really good when you have the audience feel like they're involved too. That's what I always think about. And so when you pick up the phone, mom... No, and then you stand up, and as you get to the front, whatever else you're saying, you go, who? And you look at somebody and go, yeah, my mom says hi. It's like, look at the first kid in the front, like in the very front. And that's just what I pictured. If I was sitting in the front, and you stood up, and you're on the cell phone, you go, who? And you looked at the audience and, like, stared at somebody.
That's a great idea.
And there you go.
I would do it at the end of your preview as the last thing, right?
Yeah, before you hang
up. Oh, what? Who? Wow. My mom says hi. You are really freaking me out. And then here, let me share this with you. Now watch this. You are really freaking me out. And here's how you do this trick, gang. You take that, like, you're really freaking me out, but not as freaked out as you should be about the fact that we do have an erosion of dialogue, important communication between a family about substantive issues simply because we have somehow become an ADD, you know, too busy for the most basic thing in the world, to care about the people that have the same RNA DNA that we were given, or most of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. You take something that was funny, but you keep the passion driving through just with good, solid language. It's not funny. It's not meant for laughs. It's meant for a substantive sense of passion about your topic. And then what will happen is if you keep driving that passion, I guarantee you, you're gonna find jokes that are just going to start falling off the bookshelf. But you cannot. You have to have something to bump up against. Got to give it to some. Oh, Cassandra. So, we're kind of half rewriting this, which is okay. I think it's good because you guys have to take it to the next. Is that okay?
Yeah, we got it.
You got it. It's there.
The beginning is going to be so funny. People are going to want to know what the rest of it is.
Yeah. And what I just said was, so let's the next thing I want to get to was, and help me think of it too, and that is, I just kind of ripped on, I just ad-libbed a phrase. But I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do think you need, do you have a fact or some kind of, I mean, what I always say, if you don't have the fact, do a joke about the fact that you think probably other people would have written about, because it's still kind of, in STE, what's great is it still almost acts as, it's just your own intuitive research, right? And yet you're still getting credit for making a joke, and yet it still sounds like substance.
Sure.
That's a trick you can pull off. You say, you have no idea. You have no idea the number of people that are not eating together and that how this impacts the family. You have no idea. And neither do I. You know what I mean? Neither do I. But eventually I will. You know, or something like that. Or I know I really do know, and take one of your facts that you have and put it up front. Put it up front. What was your... So, the style of the speech, lots of energy, phone call. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. That's great. That's a great tag, my friend. I'm not going to do this. We're not going to do it. We need to eat together as a family. That's your topic, right?
Yeah.
Why? Mom, this is embarrassing. I'm not going to do my preview with you on the phone. You know, and either you know, and you've got two choices here, right? Either you slap the phone down and you hang up on her, or no, I think you don't, right? I think I'm not going to do my preview with you on the phone. Right. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
You talk to her.
You know, you talk to her. That's funny. Yeah, if you could set it down, you know, you talk to her. Now listen up. This is what's happening. The family isn't eating together. They're not eating together. They're not sharing. And because of that, they're not sharing important communication moments together. And this is having steep. This is having real consequence on the family dynamic. And I'm trying to think of a joke. You know, are you worried about doing like George Bush bashing because it's so like
worried
it's kind
about
of
it. Is the backbone of our?
Well, I love it. It's a couple Bush jokes here, Bob. I mean, I think people
not
are
here.
Over.
I mean, in forensics.
I think in forensics, people are over him.
Yeah, they are. They've moved on. You got to go Obama.
Sarah and I were talking about adding an octuplets joke in there.
Oh, you got to go Octomom. I wrote Octomom.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Although there will be lots of Octomom jokes.
No, she's talking in her solution. In one of her solutions, she talks about how eat with your dorm people.
Wait,
your speech. Okay, wait. Your speech cries. But your speech cries out for an Octomom joke. There are other people that are going to force it in. Your speech mandates an Octomom joke because it's all about the conundrum of, you know, here's a case where you could get them around the table. You know, I mean, just think about. I mean, of course, there's a breastfeeding joke.
Yeah, there is.
There's a breastfeeding joke. Come on, what else? There's a complexity of just feeding. It's 16 kids.
Finding a big enough table.
Waiting for the bathroom in the morning.
Yeah. It's finding a big enough table.
She has 16 kids. 14 plus herself.
14. I'm sorry. No, he's right. 8 plus 6. 14.
That is.
Or is maybe the joke.
Well, that's good. The breastfeeding. You know, a cow doesn't have enough nipples to feed. You know,
like. Can you say nipples?
You say nipple clamps?
Yeah.
Oh.
You could just say udders. I mean,
udders.
Yeah.
I think udders. I
mean, she doesn't need nipples. She needs udders.
I mean, imagine.
She, you know, she's got this great point here where I think it's, you know, 50, in her justification where 54% of families aren't eating together, blah, blah, blah. The decline in the family dinner has been blamed for the rise in obesity, drug abuse, behavioral problems, promiscuity, eating disorders, poor school performance. And then we had a joke, the melting of the polar ice caps, the economic crisis, and Oprah's waking. But I was thinking we could take all
those.
Gotta
go more real with that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of, I like the idea of maybe getting rid of that end part, but making some like uber awful person who hasn't made, who is not eating and is suffering from all of these things, like,
oh, like,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're.
What about a list of anorectics?
I
mean,
what's that?
What about a list of well-known acting anorectics? I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously did not eat. They did not talk.
Yeah,
Carpenter.
Yeah, let's hit them. There's who are the bigs?
Shelley LaMont.
Who are the two twins that everyone makes fun of?
Oh, Ashley Olsen.
Okay, so yeah,
Mary-Kate
and Ashley.
Karen Carpenter's
your, you know, that's your 80s reference.
Yeah.
The Ashley twins. Oh, hold on.
Amy Winehouse.
And a subsequent family purging.
Who?
Oh, no, I was just saying family dinner and subsequent family purging.
I just thought of Kate Winehouse.
Wait, anyway, we're on this way. Amy Winehouse. No, Molly, Holly, good golly, little Boney.
Molly Ringwald?
No, not Molly Ringwald. I'm sorry. She's in
Paris this. Paris Hilton's friend.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's friend.
Nicole
Rich.
I don't know her name.
Yeah.
You could argue Paris Hilton. No, the she's the most famous one. She was on, she's on with Sally Fields that
Holly Hunter?
No, not Holly Hunter. Hold on, we'll get it in a second here. Pretty famous actress. Sally Fields is in that stupid show where it's about a big family.
Brothers and Sisters.
Brothers and Sisters.
I don't watch that.
Anybody watch Brothers and Sisters? Allie McBeal.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Krista
Flockhart. You got to put her in there. It's a great name. It's got lots of cuz in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's put that. Charlie, help me out. What's this new list we've got?
Well, it's obesity, drug abuse, behavioral problems, promiscuity, eating disorders, poor school performance.
Okay, so let's put eating disorders last because that will trigger, right? It connects. So you say poor school performance, obviously eating disorders, and you know, start ripping them off.
Yeah,
we'll start with care. You know, eating disorders ranging from. Maybe we can think of a big person and maybe.
Yeah,
you know.
That's actually where you could tie in your Jessica Simpson thing.
Yeah.
You could tie that in there and then bring it up later.
By the way, I think the punchline is you say, you name all those actors, but the last three, the Ashley twins, hit me with them again. I've already forgotten.
Calista Flockhart, the Olsen twins.
There it is. Calista Flockhart, the Olsen twins. Don't put Karen Carpenter in there.
Okay.
And then who?
We had Amy Winehouse. I mentioned. What was the other one?
We got one more actress.
Calista Flockhart.
Who is that black-haired winch on the Private Practice that got so thin and gaunt?
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't know.
No.
You might want to look up her, because people would remember her name if you said it. She was, like, scary. She got scary.
Would you want to...
But anyway, here's where I'm going. Stick with actors, because your joke will be, you know, here are the damages. It's this, and then you name these skinny actors, and, you know, say... You know, then the last is bad acting, right? You know what I mean? The other damages and bad acting, you know, bad acting.
Like Private Practice, the ABC thing?
Yeah.
Bad acting.
And not only, how about this? Not only bad acting, but irritating. You know what I mean? It's like not only bad, but...
Who do we need?
Irritating skinny little bitches. You can't say that, can you?
Skinny little bitch.
Kate Walsh?
No.
Audra McDonald.
Is that her? People don't remember her.
Strickland. Amy Brenneman.
No, I think it's McDonald. God, I thought she had a more famous name than that. That was her.
I'm choking.
Do you think if people would notice the Crypt Keeper?
Chris Brown, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. From that HBO show, The Crypt Keeper.
No, what
he was that? He was like that.
Oh, I remember.
He wasn't
that.
A skeleton. He had like some skin on him. But, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking that's funny. You're thinking of other skinny. Like other skinny.
Which you move from stuff.
That's funny. Which you move.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is.
Wait, what did you say?
Witchy poo from Puff and Stuff.
No.
Well, that's a funny way to go with it. Other skinny things.
Yeah.
Stickman from Hangman.
Use lollipop.
You have a lollipop joke.
Southeastern girl.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? That's not allowed.
I don't know. Well, someone else pulls a Kim Salton pulls up. Or you can mess with the Southeastern girl's hair and her face.
Give me your. Annie, give me your.
I was like giving you drugs.
Give me your major area, or Charlie. Maybe you can bring it down even quicker for me.
Jeff, do you think she could pull a Chris Brown Rihanna joke in there?
No. Matt Weibel has one and it's terrible. It's
one?
Not funny.
What's your first area?
It's too soon.
First area?
My first area?
Sarah's first area in the speech. I mean, after the preview. What's her first point?
Annie.
Problem.
Annie.
Problem. It's okay. Obesity. Obesity is basically the first. It's obesity.
Your whole first point is that creates obesity?
It's the effects. It's obesity, family relationships.
Oh, that those
and
are...
And then children's behavior.
Yeah, so it's the problems that...
That's where I'm telling you, the effects are... You got to hit... I understand. I mean, those are great. The effects are... I think the core effect is non-communication and connection.
You got to hit that one first, I think. And then, because to me, all the problems that you then hit on emanate from... I mean, if you look at each one of those problems, they emanate from non-communication and disconnection.
Yes.
I think you could argue...
Because the reason that if you're having family dinners, the reason these aren't happening is because you're talking to the
friend. Well, you can't moderate anything.
Yeah.
You can't... And also, you can't moderate it with any sense of reasonable continuity. You know, if there's anything we learn about parenting, is that you need guidelines and you need expectations of continuity. If you don't have those things, the sprockets fall off the fly off the wheel.
You can always do.
So you know, we got to figure out how to make that funny.
I'm trying to think of a profession where you're not immediately supervised.
Would be as if, right, we need an as if.
Yeah, like,
It would be as if you were the new manager of a banking company and you just lent out all the money and screwed the economy.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. Keep it going. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's in the right, that is in the right vein.
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
It would be as if you were a model and you decided that the only way to be beautiful is to be ugly.
What?
What's that?
Models are typically
What was that?
Ugly.
Wait, what's that new, A&E show on Bravo where it's just like it's cross dressers and it's with RuPaul and they're trying to become
That's not Bravo. That's on
It's on A&E?
No. I think it's on
18-year-old
like
it's on TLC.
I just can't believe RuPaul's made a comeback.
No, is it? No. I thought it was on like
VH1. I was surprised
like,
RuPaul.
Yeah.
But what I thought was it would be like that would be a great as if.
I thought of America.
You're trying to be the
model.
Next. Yeah, you're trying to be the next. But that's I'm sure it had the show as a funny name because it's literally men that are trying to become the next top crossdresser model.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
RuPaul.
And I think
RuPaul.
Yeah, you can bring it over.
And you see, I think it'd be funny to say.
No one knows.
First off, I love this show. Secondly, I'm a big fan of RuPaul. Thirdly, I'm pretty sure not a lot of family time around the dinner table.
Yoink.
You know what I mean? So you compliment it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love this show, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
No,
RuPaul. Yeah,
not a lot going on over there.
Yeah, what is
RuPaul's Drag Race?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, that's great. That's great because, well, the consequences, you know, you never know. Maybe your son will start drag racing or something like that.
What would you do?
But I think you have to hit, if you could, if you front load this with that sense of imperative and a sense of okay, let's just do. Let me. I'm trying to help you guys. Let's think. What do we see? What did I wrote? Annie, what's the McCarm joke? I thought it just needed more, and I don't know where it is. Maybe I can just help you directly with that.
Okay.
Ronald.
Huh?
How many is this?
Face Ronald.
Read me your McCarm thing. We'll get it.
You might say, who cares? If I want a McDonald's McDinner instead of Mom's McMeatloaf, then what's the McCarm? How about a punch to the McFriggin' face? Because as a result of spending less time eating together.
What's it? Okay. Read it again. Just read it again. Let me hear it again.
Shrinkies.
Pizza.
You might say, who cares? If I want a McDonald's McDinner instead of Mom's McMeatloaf, then what's the McHarm? How about a punch to the McFriggin' face?
What's the McHarm?
Family dinner right now.
McHarm.
Oh, apropos.
You know, I was thinking, you know, you're so cute. No, don't take that the wrong way, but, you know what I mean? You're saying McFriggin' face, and I think that runs antithetical to her personality. You know what I mean? Doesn't fit her. It's not.
But it's funny.
No, you're right. That's true. But I'm thinking, like, you could say, what's the McHarm McDowd? You know, what's the McHarm McDowding Thomas? You know what I mean? Isn't that more in the line of what you're? I mean, you're not mad at them for? Are you mad at them for not understanding? Or are you just saying you're not getting it? You're not understanding why? You're not understanding the severity of the point. Yeah.
I think so. I think like it's more not understanding.
McBulimia.
All right.
McBothered.
McUlcer.
What point is that in?
That's in its effects. B.
Mixed-severed human relations.
Say it loud, what is it?
Mixed-severed human relations.
Yeah. Mick-misunderstanding. Mixed-severed human relationships. Doubting Thomas,
what are some complexes? Like personality.
Mick distortion,
Mick understanding.
Yeah. Oh, I got one. Mick probably on Xanax, Zoloft, and Wellbutrin with a triple espresso cocktail and Adderall.
We got it. Write the time down.
34.
Mick love handles. I mean, just that'll be. I think that. Mick love handles.
Yeah.
That's good too.
Because it's like
Mick love
and
Mick love.
Fine.
Change my mind about pepperoni.
Skip the backstroke.
Wow, that was quick.
Oh, that's fine.
Her transition. All right, let's backstroke to the bottom.
I don't know.
You're looking at me. I went like this to you, Annie.
What's not since spring break? I wrote that in quotations.
Oh, that was with the. Have you seen the Mom's Nipple Flaps? Not since spring.
You know what I realized?
can you finish up with like past potatoes or past something?
Read that whole thing. Read that thing for me. I wrote Octomom joke. I actually wrote these kids. I wrote must have Octomom joke.
How come that's not in here? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Which one?
How about we do it this
family
way?
Family bond.
Right.
Family bondage. Oh.
Wait. How about we attack the Octomom? We're going to anticipate what everyone's going to do with PyroPie. Everyone's going to have an Octomom joke. But I say that you say, it's very important at this point of the speech, given that my topic is eating the necessity and imperative nature for the family to rejuvenate itself, but by eating together around, you know, by, and we need to keep, you need to come up with some fancier words, by communing, right? You know, by communing socially and around the family table, it's very obvious that I need to have an Octomom joke. You know, she approaches it from that angle. Therefore, I have three. You know what I mean? She doesn't like, you know, she could have them on note cards, like Joey Bishop. You know what I mean? Number one. You know, she could say,
you need eight.
I wanted to come up with eight Octomom jokes.
This is not a bad, this is a pretty simple structure. How about she says, you know, the top five reason Octomom needs to have her children eating around the family table. Or, you know, and that way we just brainstorm the old David Letterman style. And those are pretty easy to come up with.
Yeah.
Well, I like that idea. Charlie, get that. I mean, I know I said it, but that's an easy.
Yeah,
I mean, we can.
Relationships.
I mean, between Ryan and Sarah, you guys can come up with some, you know, do some teamwork together here. I mean, it's going to happen, I know, eventually.
True.
But I'm not going to even waste time on that because I think that's such a. Easy. I mean, it's not easy, but I think
you put the serious ones in there too.
Yeah, you absolutely could. Top five reasons. But I also think you attack. You once again. I think comedy is anticipation of what other people are going to be thinking in the round. Everyone's going to have an Octomom joke, but your speech, you deserve it more than any. I mean, I have to have one. You can't do a joke about. You can't do a speech about feeding around the family table, and not. Talk about the Octomom. It would be as if, how about this? It would be as if I were doing a speech on blank and I didn't talk about blank. That would be as if I were doing a speech on
on the economy, and I didn't have a joke about the Octomom not having Octomom getting money from the government.
Oh, I like that. That's funny. If she just keeps referring back to the, you know, whatever, like she just keeps referring back to the Octomom.
Yeah.
Feel like a joke about the downfall of our comedy, and I didn't have a joke about the Octomom. Pretty much everything comes back to her. Everything eventually leads back to. Well, I mean, seriously, that is frustrating. I mean, that is unbelievable. You know, they did like a, what's it called? Like a, just an outlay of like what over 16 years it's going to cost
how
the
many
government.
Oh, would be
yeah, it was,
no
it was unbelievable. But anyway, not since spring break. Go back to that one. Maybe that I thought that was just a funny joke and I wrote it on.
Let's see. But since we're not sitting down to eat dinner every night, we lose out on the precious time each day, making it harder for parents to just get up all in our biz. And overall, it's harder to have family bondage. I mean, bonding. Wow, that would sure call for an interesting family dinner convo.
This was a great, I just wrote this was a great area for you, a great joke. I think you can deliver it a little more. You gotta make it sound a little more unpredictable. And you can do that by just repeating the word before it. Say it again. Hit it again.
Making it harder for parents to just get up all in our biz. And overall, it's harder to have family bondage. I mean, bonding.
Yeah.
Wow.
There it is. Set up. I mean, bondage. I mean, bonding. Bonding. See, you got to repeat it. That's a lot of what they're missing. They're missing that. The what you're talking about, the WTF. They know too much, right? You got to repeat it. It's bonding. I said bonding. Did I say bonding? Bondage? Wow, that would. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you go, wow, then you've got it. It's all about the setup because then you've got this great joke.
Bonding.
Right? You're like, that would. And then you delivered it, right?
Yeah.
But I thought you didn't get as strong as laugh as you would have if you sold the setup better. Sell the setup. Okay.
I think there's a real opportunity, too, where weeks pass when parents do not know what their kids are learning about in school. I think that's maybe an opportunity, not about the subjects, but maybe what they're learning on the playground and from the other kids. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'm with you. Say it again.
Weeks pass when parents don't know what their kids are learning in school.
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Like in other words, I mean, well, the joke could be, you know, because that is a really important point. It's like, you know, your kid, you know, something about your kid could have a speech impediment, need hooked on phonics, or you could need hooked on phonics,
yeah.
Or you could need, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's not the great joke, but that's in the ballpark.
Yeah, or, you know, so maybe some.
That's a great.
To go with that energy you were doing. You know, when parents do not know what their kids are learning at school, when they ask me, I would say nothing. Do you know what nothing meant?
That's
nothing
funny.
Nothing meant I was learning how to unstrap Jessica's bra from behind, or that nothing meant blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, I think that's
something
great.
Something like that. You know,
if you don't have the time to ask your son or daughter, what did you learn today? Then what good are, you know, then what good are you? You know,
take a look in the mirror.
You know, what good are you? You need to hear that response that I gave my mom. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to need to be there for your child to hear the same response I gave my mom. Nothing. Nothing. And then use your joke, which meant I learned a lot today.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty, you know. I learned
front loader was.
I learned
what is it? What's front loader?
Oh, front loader?
I was thinking from that was.
I was thinking from a girl's perspective.
Yeah.
They do.
Well,
they
I don't.
Do?
I always,
yeah,
why?
So
as a comedian,
that one, bam.
I think you always start with a dick joke.
Really?
You start there and then you move away from it. I mean, you start because remember, like you remember when girls thought that was a poppy. Remember the crow. Remember when girls used to think that you know, oh, you got a little
Larry David episode.
Oh, hey, how about this? I learned why Jeremy stopped to tie his shoes on his way to write his name on the board. So like when he's holding the book in front or something.
Oh, yeah. You
know
what I mean? Well, you have to say why Rise. He carried the book.
Why Jerry?
We need to place it in eighth grade because that's when you're right. You need, like I said to my mom every day, you know, somehow get in, you know, middle school or eighth grade or something. I like that. Yeah, that we know why Jerry, when he went to the chalkboard, what is it?
Why he carefully positioned the largest book.
Yeah, that's clear. Yeah.
Yeah,
because we want it to be on the. Why he carried that biology book precariously towards the center of his midsection.
Yes.
It wasn't until my freshman year I'd even heard the word readjustment. Realignment.
But why he carried his biology book in front of his biology.
We could make a joke about a teacher saying how the students would always bring her food and be like, the boys always said she had nice apples, but they're the ones who gave them to her. I don't know.
Look, I am all for a joke about breasts. Is that what that was? I am so down with that.
Breast jokes.
Let's get serious here for a
minute. We're going to rewrite my ST on breast jokes.
No, I think we just created another good... Yeah. That's another good bit for you.
Breast jokes?
No, that we just brainstormed right there.
I know.
I wrote sloppy...
Book crotch.
I thought this was a tremendously funny joke. You just didn't have enough words to... You bring it across.
Say it the way it's written there. It didn't come out of...
Wait, you don't even know what joke I'm talking about, do you?
The sloppy seconds?
No. Not sloppy seconds. Okay. I thought that was funny. Those kids turned out to be hoods. That's a great joke.
Congrats, yeah.
Yeah, we need more. You need to read it to me. It's missing three or four adjectives. Yeah, it's just missing a few beats before it.
What do hood rats do?
It needs like degenerative.
Yeah.
Degenerative bastard little pot smoking hood rats.
Yes. Turned into...
But...
No good.
For some
no
reason,
good.
It has your
what is it like? When what's the old man like? Hey, you rascals! You degenerates! You bunch of
scallywags!
Scallywags!
Skinny pant wearing.
Crack. What are kids?
Oh yeah,
low pant wearing.
Yeah,
low riding
kids.
You kids?
This is good.
Are we trying to come up with an
air in your phone? Wait, you said it.
You what?
What?
Oh. Yeah.
I would have gotten away with it too. What are they? For you darn kids. That's all he said.
For your, no, for you meddling kids.
Meddling kids.
Meddling kids. And Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you meddling kids. It's just missing like three. You need three or four more. You the read it again. You degenerate little, you know.
I used to get picked on as a kid, but it was around 7 o'clock. My mom would call me to the house for dinner while I was playing with my friends outside who didn't have to go to dinner. Whatever. Those kids turned out to be hood rats.
Yeah. And those kids,
skinny pant wearing,
yes,
weed playing, weed smoking hood rat.
There,
something
that's
like
it.
That.
Something it.
That'll like that'll
that's
tell
it.
Kids that if they don't go have dinner with their family,
write
they're
that
turn
down.
Into a, you know, and then that's when you insert the word that you know.
Well, say it again. You remember what you said?
Weed playing, weed smoking.
Skinny pant wearing,
weed playing,
weed smoking hood rats.
Yeah.
You know hood rat is?
Yes, yeah, hood. You're little, yeah,
well, kids
you're,
with the hoods. And
yeah, little.
How you doing, everybody?
Little something hood rats.
Something?
Little.
My nephews are hood rats.
Little something hood rats. That's
hate
funny.
And stay at home and be a rat.
Really?
Oh, just hate everything.
Hood rats.
Skateboarder.
And then I think what you need to do is hood rats, and then do a why I you know do the a bunch of. You're a disgrace!
You bunch of scallywags!
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was your age. Wait, I am your age.
And it's these, you know, that's where I'm saying, take it further. A bunch of something degenerate, we playing hood rats. And then because of them not eating at the table, my uncle has to go outside and say, get out of here, you bunch of scallywags! And I hate the word scallywag. You know what I mean? There's something dumb like that. Or, and my uncle...
thought he was a pirate.
Or what about this?
and
my uncle's, like the image of, my uncle goes outside in his BVD black
yes,
socks.
Yes.
And it's not only unattractive, it's disturbing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And my uncle, we're close. We're not there.
My uncle barely wears a robe.
Yeah. He wears white beaters.
My grandpa.
His BVDs and calls them his walking shorts.
Yeah, that's you know? Funny. There you go. Bingo, I like that. That's good. He's out in his BVDs and his underwear, and that's the winner.
Yeah.
That's the winner. And he calls them his walking shorts. And then you got to follow up. He calls them his walking shorts. And let me tell you, they ain't no, you know what I mean? You got to go again at it. And let me tell you, if you've seen them, they ain't no walking shorts. Punch it, you know.
Something like, you know, that banana's certainly in the hammock or something.
Yeah,
gross.
So you call a banana hammock walking shorts.
Yeah. That's a joke. You know, another
I would say the yellow ones. That looks like the banana hammock from my one.
Sloppy seconds.
I'm suddenly
and
not
those hood
in the mood for dinner time.
Same again.
Sloppy
joke.
Sloppy seconds. What's that area?
Sloppy seconds.
Oh yeah, I love sloppy joes. You can always have seconds of those. Sloppy seconds.
That's a great
Sloppy
seconds.
Came up with that. Sloppy seconds.
Tom.
I thought you were funny. Yeah.
It was like seconds. No, Tom. But
that is a great joke.
It would be funny if you were like, I don't even know what goes into a second. Or what is it?
That's funny.
Well, it's so
man,
funny.
Can you play on the word manwich too?
So funny.
Huh? A manwich. It's like play on the word manwich in sloppy seconds.
Ew.
A sloppy manwich.
Wait, let me hear the joke again. I'm so I want to. I'm not focusing.
Okay. Here's a picture. Pizza. Okay. Do what we do. Stop by the grocery store and get a rotisserie chicken, a bag of salad, or some soup. Or fixins for manwiches. I love sloppy joes. That you can always have seconds of those. Sloppy seconds.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm telling you, that's a great joke, but I still think it is... There's a... What's the joke? Tell me exactly why it's funny. Because it's a reference on sloppy, you know, the sexual sloppy... Sloppy seconds, and I want to make it. It's such a great joke. I want to really connect it because right now it's just a clever wordplay.
Yeah,
but it should be. I mean, you've got it. It's right there in front of us, right?
She's talking about being a family, and then all of a sudden comes this
sex
joke.
Yeah, right. I love what. Yeah, I mean, sloppy seconds. I mean, I think it needs to be sloppy seconds. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
I'm okay with that.
I mean, I want it to be genuine. Yeah. And I'm okay with
that. I'm a 21st century lady.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I'm a 21st... I think that's the whole joke. And I'm okay with that. I'm a 21st century lady. And you can find my ad on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And you can find my...
That's great. Yeah, that is a joke with so much potential.
Down the times.
I am.
Can you make us? And then I just wrote. I thought there was something genuine, and I don't know how to pull this off. Mm-hmm. But I thought what your speech had available to it, more than any of these other topics, is a pathos of capturing the genuine, you know, that genuine connective moment that you have with a family when you do sit down and something comes up. And I think there's a way to capture it with... It's going to take tough. It's going to take a little bit of clever writing, but I think between you and Charlie and Jeff, they'll get what I'm saying. The thing that I loved about family dinners most was that your dad could come home and say, "I'm tired today." Something fell off the wheel. And then your mom says, something like your aunt today got a tetanus shot, but she's fine. This kind of like poetry of disconnected non sequiturs.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
People are talking, but they're not talking to each other.
Yet it lives in the ether.
Yeah.
And it could be really charming and funny and sweet. Mm-hmm. And you create these... I bet you're in the acting stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
You seem like you're an actress. So you could do the little voices, you know. My grandpa said... Yeah, I would start with your grandpa, because he could say something that's off, right? Like, you know, so do start with senile grandpa saying, "I can't..." And say, "What? Right? God bless it." Yeah. I need a... How about this? "God bless it, I need a stool softener." Gee, why do we know that, right?
Stool softeners, 15 minutes. 51 minutes.
Does
he use a stool softener?
No, I'm because my hip thing. That's all. I'm taking like OxyContin, Celebrex, and stool softener. That's all, I'm living off it. I'm like a... You cut me open, I'm like in a spew. Rush Limbaugh will pop outside. Like a little alien, like just banging out my chest. But I like this. You start with your grandpa and you say, and I think that it really could be beautiful, man. You bring it down and you say, "And what are you missing? Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. What are you missing? 3 days ago, I was home sitting with my family, and my grandfather came in and said, 'My God, do I need a stool softener?' And my mom said, 'You know what? That padded stool is such an improvement in our house. Your father loves the cushion. He's white and he has a bony butt. And when he hits the stool, it whooshes.' And my dad said, 'I don't know what you're talking about.'" Or you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, "Mom, I feel uncomfortable talking, you know." And it could be more brilliant than that, though. So keep working. There's better ideas than I'm giving you.
Grandpa said, "I need help with my suppository." It's like a baby trying to feed itself in there.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like that.
That one took a while.
I like that.
When I originally started working with this, I had this vision of creating a family dinner scenario somewhere.
Yeah.
And I actually started writing it, and it's probably in my office somewhere. But you know what I've envisioned? Mad Men. You watch Mad Men?
Yes.
When they come home and he like is bitching about all this stuff at work, and she's like, "The pot roast, you know, the string needs to be cut." And just so.
Yeah. So you go from, I think you go from this grandpa to your mom, definitely. I think because your mom would take something random and make it into something else, mm-hmm. right? And then to maybe a brother. Oh, your brother. Would it be funny if there was something that your mom said that reminded your brother that he was late on some biology homework? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or some chemistry.
Yeah.
So something that maybe your mom is cooking or something that she didn't... what's that? Coumadin. No, cumeric. Cumeric is a spice that you put in things that sounds like Coumadin. And Coumadin, of course, is a blood thinner. So, you know, maybe the grandpa, you could go back to, like, she's like, did I put too much of that cumeric in the stew? Coumadin. You know, I mean, he realizes that, you know, he's like, damn it, I didn't take my blood thinners. What's he talking about?
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go. What?
No, or someone else would chime in, like, did anyone give grandpa his
Coumadin? And then, that's good. Did anybody give grandpa his Coumadin?
Like,
no, did anybody give, hold on.
Yeah.
Get this down. Did anybody give grandpa his Coumadin? And then someone says, Coumadin, what's that? And then someone says, that's a blood thinner, because then you explain it.
Yeah.
That's a blood thinner that grandpa needs.
And someone says, well, hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Or the mom comes in and corrects them. No, that's what I put in my famous blah, blah, blah. Yeah, or that's what
Well, that would be funny. Yeah. Coumadin.
Is that a stool softener?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Coumadin, what's that? I take that? Is that a stool softener? Yeah, that's right. Is that a stool softener? No, it's a blood thinner. And then someone says, your mom. Oh, then you go back to your mom.
Blood for dinner?
No, thinner.
What?
No. My mom. This is so mom. Blood thinner. Does anyone have the mom always comments on people's weight on? They're obsessed.
Yes.
With Katie Couric. Blood thinner. That Katie Couric. She's getting thinner and thinner. She's got that Ashley twins problem.
Somebody really ought to talk to her.
Yeah, somebody ought to talk to her. I said, Mom, that's all you do is comment on people's weight, and it hurts my feelings. She's like, don't worry, dear. Get your grandpa the Coumadin. Or you know what I mean?
So it comes
to that. And then you write that. That's not too bad what we just brainstormed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can piece it together.
I like this idea. I like it for... I think maybe her closer.
Oh,
I always remember for...
No, you gotta put it near the end.
For, I remember Robin Williams, he had this one stand-up performance where it ended where he's like a kid and he's like holding his dad's hand or something. And it ends on this really sweet note. And, you know, it's not hilarious, it's not funny, but it's where you walk away feeling, wow, that was really, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You walk away with a smile on your face. And I think this sort of speech has a great opportunity for that sort of ending. For that sort of ending is a sweet sort of smile.
Here's a good joke. And if I wouldn't have been there, I would have missed all those little moments. My grandpa would be dead. Right? That's not it. That's funny. My grandpa would be dead or constipated. I'm not sure. I need to call my mom back. And that drags it all back in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I need to call my mom back.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm bringing home some rotisserie. Right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's an ending. That's an ending. So I think I'm feeling good about this.
Sure, got a lot to work with.
That makes sense?
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, it's your team, man. All right, Sarah. So I wrote setup, 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 setup. And it's the same comment I had.